Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval Renaissance and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Coming up, we're exploring cases of mistaken identity and musical misattribution. We'll set the record straight on works once thought to be by Bach, Pergolesi, Josquin, and others. Plus, we'll hear medieval music performed by the ensemble Trefoil on our featured release. Before we head into the land of misnomers, let's pay a visit to the realm of Anonymous with a performance of a 13th century Trouvère song. The first verse translates, "Rose which snow and ice cannot mar nor mute its color, amid the high salt sea, a small fountain of sweetness, light in shadow, joy in sadness, in fire dew."
Tigrum mirium.
We heard an anonymous Trouvère song from the 13th century from a new recording by the ensemble Trefoil. We have no idea who wrote it, but we do know who performed it. Trefoil is Drew Minter, Mark Rimple, and Marcia Young. From a recently released CD called Fleur de Valeur, A Medieval Bouquet. In 1767, Rousseau enthusiastically described Francesco Durante as, quote, the greatest master of harmony of Italy, that is to say, of the whole world. Composer and teacher Johann Adolf Haas, on the other hand, thought Durante's music was dry, coarse, and uncouth. Well, you can't please everyone. But, Haas's opinion aside, Durante's music remained popular long after he died. His famous Magnificat in B-flat was performed all the way through the 19th century. Durante's name might be more familiar today if it weren't for a scholar named Giuseppe Radicciotti, who in 1910 used a single manuscript copy to contend that Durante's Magnificat was instead the work of Durante's student, Giovanni Battista Pergolesi. Soon thereafter, the Magnificat was published in an edition of Pergolesi's collected works, and the misattribution stuck. But now the pendulum has swung back in the other direction. It turns out that Pergolesi's Magnificat might just be the best piece that Durante ever wrote.
Thank you. Gloria,
That was a performance of Durante's Magnificat by the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra and the Balthasar Neumann Chor, a piece that was misattributed to Pergolesi throughout much of the 20th century. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook. Just search for Harmonia. Alessandro Marcello had a government job in Venice, but composed music on the side, publishing some of his own works under his pen name Eterio Stinfalico. The Oboe Concerto in D minor is perhaps Alessandro Marcello's most famous work. Transcribed by Bach, it was at one time attributed to Vivaldi, and at another time it was mistaken as a work by Alessandro's little brother Benedetto. Thank you. Move over, little brother Benedetto. We heard an oboe concerto by the other Marcello brother, Alessandro. That performance was given by oboist Paolo Grazzi and the ensemble Il Giardino Armonico. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, presenting EMA's annual Young Performers Festival on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. You're listening to Harmonia, and this hour we're investigating mistaken identities and giving credit where credit is due and setting the record straight. During the Renaissance, Josquin des Prez was so admired that opportunists quickly discovered that they could increase sales by branding works with Josquin's name, never minding whether he actually composed the music or not. In 1540, the German editor Georg Forster famously recounted, quote, "Now that Josquin is dead, he is putting out more works than when he was alive." Here's a classic case of mistaken identity. Sometime around 1515, on a visit to Rome, Adrian Villert heard the singers in the papal chapel performing his six-voice motet Verbum Bonum et Suave. But the singers thought the motet had been composed by the distinguished Josquin des Prez. When Villert told them he was actually the composer, quote, "so great was the malignity, or, to put it more mildly, the ignorance of the singers, that they never wanted to sing it again." This story, related by the 16th-century writer and composer Josefo Zarlino, was once considered doubtful, but has since gained credibility. These days, Verbum Bonum et Suave is usually considered to be Villert's work and not Josquin's. We heard Verbum Bonum et Suave, a piece assigned to both Josquin and Villert at various times in history. The Banchois consort performed. Here's another case of mistaken monikers. Johann Wilhelm Hassler was a famous 18th-century keyboard virtuoso whose compositions blended Baroque and classical styles. Hassler's C minor Fantasia was previously recorded as a piece by Bach's son, Wilhelm Friedemann, but has since been re-identified as Hassler's.
Thank you.
That was Hassler's Fantasia in C minor, formerly attributed to Wilhelm Friedemann Bach. We heard a performance by Michel Benuzzi playing a historic 18th century instrument from the Russell Collection in Edinburgh. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Our featured recording is a 2013 Bridge Records release from the ensemble Trefoil, entitled Fleur de Valeur, a Medieval Bouquet. The program centers on images of magic, virtue, beauty, desire, and the divine, symbolized by flowers in the music and poetry of the Middle Ages. Let's sample the floral imagery of roses and daisies in two tracks. First, Rosa das Rosas, from the Cantigas de Santa Maria, followed by Benchois' Marguerite Fleur de Valeur, or Daisy Worthy Flower.
Esta es de loor de Santa Maria, come fremosa, e bogna, e a gran poder.
Rosa das Rosas, e Flor das Flor. Dona das donas, Señor das señores. Rosa das rosas,
Drew Minter, Mark Rimple, and Marcia Young of the ensemble Trefoil performed Rosa das Rosas from the Cantigas de Santa Maria and Marguerite Fleur de Valeur by Gilles Benchois. Interested in expanding your own early music collection? Each week, we review recordings new and old on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia is Janelle Davis. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, David Wood, John Bailey, Elizabeth Clark, and Heidi Siebers. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Luann Johnson, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.